KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The founder of the Umkhonto weSizwe party, Jabulani Khumalo, believes they've been vindicated by the courts after the Durban High Court dismissed the ANC's trademark case with costs. Speaking outside the court earlier, Khumalo said they were delighted by the outcome.
I'm over the moon. I'm happy that the ANC has been shown that they can't fight the MK. We are unstoppable. Whether they like it or not, they must just forget it.
But the ANC is not backing down. Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party will appeal. The ruling party had accused the MK party of violating the Trademarks Act by using a name and logo similar to that of the ANC's disbanded MK military wing. The ANC argued the use of the name would lead to voter confusion in the upcoming elections. Speaking at a hastily convened press conference, Mbalula said the ANC strongly disagrees with the ruling delivered by Acting Judge Nicolette Beckett. He says they are willing to take the matter all the way to the Concord.
He simply said that this matter does not belong here, it belongs to the electoral court, which was supposed to be there. That is something that is not a fact. It is a matter that will challenge in terms of the appeal. And we don't intend to argue with the judge otherwise, but to take the matter further in terms of the trademark issue that we're talking about.
Business Leadership South Africa says the International Monetary Fund's outlook is a depressing reminder of how far South Africa is from the kind of economic performance it should be achieving. The fund has cut the country's economic growth outlook to 0.9% for the year. BLSA says the IMF's forecast reflects the many headwinds facing the economy, from the logistics crisis to the ongoing electricity shortages and the wider infrastructure failures. And in New York,
people understand what's going on. This is a witch hunt, and it's a shame. And it comes out of Washington. It's in coordination with Washington, everything. This is done for purposes of hurting the opponent of the worst president in the history of our country.
Donald Trump has arrived at the Manhattan criminal courthouse for his hush money trial. He's accused of falsifying business records to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 presidential election. He denies the claim. This is the first time a former or sitting U.S. president has faced a criminal trial. Trump claims it's election interference and very unfair.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning. What's going on right here should never be happening. It's a very, very sad day in America, I can tell you that.
Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. The first CSA T20 Challenge semi-finalists have been confirmed. Richards Bay FC bask in DStv Premiership glory after yesterday's victory against Kaizer Chiefs, and the Netball Proteas have announced their squad under the new coaching duo.